Now, the German tourist Monika Billen, who was last seen in Alice Springs on New Year's Day and whose body was found last week, was finally located thanks to telecommunications data. Pauline Vickery from the Northern Territory Police explained at a press conference last week how emergency services found Monika working together with Telstra.
The search we put up yesterday was a result of additional information that we received from Telstra. We worked significantly with them to identify their her phone tracking. And as a result of that, we were able to refine our search yesterday, and we sent a helicopter up, and they located her.
Pauline Vickery there from the Northern Territory Police Force. So how on earth does it work? Why does it take several days to interpret the data from someone's phone who may have gone missing? Professor Salal Kaneri is from the Computer Science and Engineering School of the University of New South Wales, and he's with us this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Alexa. No problem.
Now, telecommunications data was obviously crucial to finding this lady, Monika, and although sadly too late in this instance, how would police have used that information from her telco?
Yeah, Alex, so certainly it's quite sad, this incident. So the way this, I suspect, would have worked is all of our cell phones actually are connecting to the antenna towers, the cell company towers, whenever they're turned on, whenever you're making a call, whenever you're sending a message. So essentially that allows the cell phone provider, essentially the mobile companies, to track where people potentially might have been. At least what you can get is the last cell phone location where this person might have existed before the phone potentially could have died, assuming this person was missing for several days and the phone battery died. So that gives you essentially some indicator of where to focus the search on. Of course, it's not very precise because cell phone coverage can extend over, say, several kilometers, but at least it gives you a rough sort of indication where the person might be.
And presumably this is more difficult in more remote parts of the country.
Exactly, that's correct, because as you correctly pointed out, in remote parts you might only connect to maybe one cell tower and maybe the coverage is not continuous as well. So it becomes a bit harder than, say, in the city where you're constantly in cell phone coverage.
So how difficult is it to actually read that data from a telecommunications company to then sort of ascertain what area that person may have been close to or within?
Right. So I think from what they could get from the company is, say, the location of the mobile tower, right, where this person was last seen. Now, then they need to take that and overlay this on an actual GIS map, essentially the actual terrain map that you have of that location, and that perhaps can take some time. And then figuring out what areas in that range a person could actually be also takes some time. So unfortunately, it can take quite some time to figure out.
It's difficult because I'm sure it's completely case by case, but your best case scenario?
I mean, the best case scenario would actually be a situation where there are a number of apps, applications that you can actually install on your phone. So there's a service by Apple, there's a service by Google now, essentially, which allows you to essentially locate devices. And they're not only using the cell tower information, but they're also using, say, Wi-Fi networks that you might connect to, and also the GPS data from the actual phone. And these applications, if they were running on such a phone, could then potentially help get a more precise location.
So those particular apps are only useful to police and emergency services if the person who's gone missing actually has those apps on.
Exactly. And then they could talk to Apple or Google, and they have legal ways to sort of get this information from them.
As far as you understand, are telcos obliged to immediately release this kind of information if someone does go missing?
Yes, I'm pretty certain all police sort of have good links with the telecom providers, and there are procedures in place to get this information from them.
And in this case, it did seem to take some days for them to be able to interpret the data. What would be some of the complications that might arise that would draw out the process of interpreting that telco data?
I mean, one complication could also be that the person might have used a different SIM card. So, say, the SIM card Perhaps if she's a tourist from overseas, then maybe she was using an Australian SIM as opposed to the German SIM. And even though phones do have a unique identifier, they might not have quickly known what this identifier was immediately. And that could have perhaps delayed the process as well.
Have you seen or heard of cases where being able to use telecommunications data has actually saved someone or found someone very quickly?
There are several such cases I've seen documented in the US. I remember a couple of years back, someone had gone missing in some forest area, essentially, and this person actually had this application running, and they were able to locate this person within a few hours, essentially. And the same technology can also be used for, say, finding your phone if it gets lost or stolen. If you have these sort of applications running, right, you can actually locate where the phone might have been dropped or the burglar, essentially.
So you just essentially log on to a computer and then you can find where your phone is?
Exactly, yep.
Okay. How common these days is it for police, as far as you understand, to use telecommunications data in this way?
I think it is fairly common because I think they have procedures in place now. Once they know some person is missing, after whatever the legal time limit is, they can go and ask for this data from the providers, both the telecom providers and the application providers.
Well, Professor Salil, thanks so much for having a chat and just giving us a little bit more insight into how Northern Territory Police would have used that telecommunications data. I appreciate your time.
No worries. You're most welcome.
Professor Salil Kaneri from the University of New South Wales talking about how telecommunications data can be crucial to finding those that have gone missing. And sadly, it was used, but too late to find German tourist Monica Billen, whose body was found last week near Emily Gap in Central Australia.